We are in the cup. Backpage team.
So much changing in the room. It was all good just a week ago.
It really was all good just a week ago, bro.
Fam, it's mad. It's mad.
Now,
boy, damn.
It's not looking good, bro.
It's not looking good, bro.
Hey, but see, Arsenal supporters, though, you lot flip quick, fam.
I know.
Quick!
The most reactionary.
I'm hearing Rice is dead, 100 million.
Them man that do all of that stuff, like, even for me, they're not real fans, bro. I hate when they do that. We lose one game and then they just flip on
everyone.
You're
not booing Zinchenko as well.
They need to allow it, bro. He might not be
saying
the favorite.
Jesus dead.
You lot have flipped, boy. You lot done a 180.
These man might not be the favorites to start, but the fans, them fans that do that, for me, they're not real fans, bro. Back them. They wear Arsenal shirts. Just back them. They might not be the favorite ones on the. They might not be your favorites, but just back them.
That's it. Why they still like the team?
Everyone's been singing Rice's praises all season.
One dead performance, and then all of a sudden,
that's our first loss this year, bro.
It's our first loss in the league this year. That's mad.
You know. The only reason it hurts is because there's eight, nine games left.
Yeah.
And it's so tight at the top right now. That was a must-win game. But if you look at our performance on the whole, it's not bad.
It's not.
It's just a game that we really needed to win.
To actually win.
That's all. So all them men that are like, oh, this is man, bro, they can all shut up. That's from one Arsenal fan to the rest of you, bro.
Wow. Don't even address the masses, man. Look directly down.
Look
the
at me, I'm upset, man. We ain't even done no intro yet. I'm upset, bro.
But we're going to get right into it. We're going to get right into it. But boys, what we're saying is another week. The back page is back. We are here again to talk football. Mandem, what we saying? Jerry, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, you know. You know what? I can't lie, I'm watching the Prem like I'm neutral, watching football, bro.
I was watching.
I'm good, man.
John, what you said?
I mean, I've already had my rant in it, so man's good.
Boy,
another week, I'm alive. Let me not complain,
bro. That's what's important, man. Football is here today.
Yeah, man.
Yo, it's still alive.
You get me?
That's what matters.
That's it, man.
But yeah, let's get straight into it because a lot happened this weekend, and it was just last week that we were saying it was like, what, a point between the top three. And now City are sitting at the top of the table after winning their game. Liverpool and Arsenal dropping points. We're going to get to Arsenal, but Liverpool, I feel like last week we did say that Liverpool are looking a bit...
Atlanta slapped them all season.
Which is why I don't understand how they're in that position. They got slapped 3-0 at home.
Do you know why they're in that position? Pep said it. Because they've got a lot of last-minute goals.
I was just like, going to say...
Most of their goals have come in the last 15 minutes of matches. So if you take away those goals, their men will be fighting for top four.
Literally, if you look at them from the start of the season to now, they've just been scraping.
Bare last minute goals.
But losing at home, especially after losing in Europa, getting slapped by Atalanta, and then now losing to Palace.
Palace are their bogey team, though.
Is it?
Yeah, Palace do that to them. I've never really pre-Palace and Liverpool.
You
Palace
know?
Do that to them. When it matters, Palace will give them a little.
But it's mad, though. Because we were talking Klopp's last season, thinking, okay, yeah,
he ain't got the juice.
And now it's all kind of crumbling.
He ain't got the juice.
I'm not going to lie, I like it because Klopp can't go out on the high.
Already these guys were talking wild.
Liverpool fans were just
chatting. You know what's so mad? He shouldn't even got Carabao as well.
He's lucky that he has that one.
The crazy thing for me about that Palace game is Mandem came back from injury and everyone's like, yeah, and then they lost.
They missed bare chances. I can't lie, I was watching it. They missed hella chances.
Messed up my fantasy as well.
Yeah, man.
Captain Salah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, mad. But let's talk the Arsenal game as well. Arsenal played against Aston Villa.
Brother.
And for both those teams, it was a must win. Obviously, Spurs held serious corn.
Them man got pumped by Newcastle again.
Pumped again. 4-0. So Aston Villa knew that they had to, you know, get some kind of result. Arsenal, again, seeing Liverpool lose and City win, just keep the race alive, had to win that game, but fell short at home, 2-0.
I'm hearing people say that it meant more to Villa.
What, the win?
Champions League, to get to the Champions League. They were playing like it was... They wanted it more than you wanted the league more, but
bro, I don't
the league's obviously more prestigious. But did it look like that when you was watching it? That Villa wanted it more.
I missed most of the game, man. Mm. I'm not even gonna front. I missed most of the game. I saw the highlights, but the highlights isn't enough to go off. But if that's what it is, then that's what it is. But at the end of the day, bruv, whoever shows up on the day wins. If Villa turned up, then it is what it is, man. Hey,
Sam owes Sheggs a my bad for Aston Villa.
Aston Villa. I need to hear that. They've got it still.
They've got champs. There's no way they're losing it from now.
And you know what, yeah? Even though we lost over the weekend, yeah, Kai Havertz, I have to give it to him this season.
Okay.
Season ain't done yet, but he's done a lot more than I thought he would already. Mm. I thought he was going to be pants, bruv.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, but...
Now, he started regularly for you.
Yeah, he's turned up a couple of times, man. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? So, I'll give it to him still.
Well, talking about some of these signings, there were some players that were, you know, they've held some serious backlash after that game. Zinchenko being one, Jesus being one, these Man City ex-players. Some people are even going as far as to say that, hey, listen, they've been sent over there in the mission. The task to just bring them down.
Trojan horses. Pep said, yeah, you, man, go into
I think that's a bit ridiculous, man. Like, I get what the fans are saying to a degree. Is Zinchenko my favourite to start on the left? No. Mm. Rather Tomiyasu did. Mm. He's not bad. Tomiyasu is just better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Timber's obviously not fit. I take Timber or Tomiyasu over Zinchenko, but if that's who Arteta wants to put there, then it's whatever.
You lot will probably sign a new left back for next season, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't see us keeping Tierney. I think we'll sell him.
Mm. Mm. What do you think of the lineup? Because quite a few people were, you know, talking about the lineup, saying that, yeah, Zinchenko shouldn't have started, Havertz should have started in the false nine, Jorginho should have started. I'm hearing a lot of people coming to say that Arteta got the lineup wrong. What did you think of the lineup?
I didn't think it was completely off.
Mm.
I don't think it was the lineup that most Arsenal fans would have anticipated, but then we have to remember we're playing Bayern.
You are playing.
Yeah.
So he's probably thinking.
And you're at home as well. So it's like,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. So he's probably thinking, maybe he's thought about it a bit too much and like the overthinking's kicked in and he's just like, okay, maybe if I do this and do that and I rest my man and my man and my man.
But he's done that before and it's worked. It did work. It's easy to say, oh, he got it wrong because you lost.
But then not only that though, at the same time, some of the man them are like, I don't want, not on ropes, but then certain man have just come back from, like Martinelli's just come back from injury, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like Saka's on ropes, but he'll still play. But I feel like that was probably a time where Saka's on ropes. But
yeah,
do you know what I mean? And it's not an excuse, but again, it just shows that we don't have the legs in certain positions, bro. Yeah. So when certain men don't play, it's curtains.
Mm. I find it interesting because I was hearing a lot of different wild takes.
Nah, man.
I was hearing, oh, what do you call it? You guys should have kept Pepe. Just
nah, bro, I'm not gonna lie. All them people that are talking they're just talking too much.
I was like, this is why I just say the reactionary thing with majority of Arsenal fans, because again, something goes wrong and it's just straight away just start spewing out some crazy.
I mean, people saying that your centre backs can pass better than Rice, or better passes than Rice.
But my problem with all of this again is everyone's doing all of this because we lost
one game.
Yeah.
Very reactionary.
I can understand if we had a string of losses, I get it. Mm. We've lost one game. Everyone's just emotional because it's a game that we needed to win and we didn't. But all these takes are wild.
Yeah.
Them Arsenal fans there, I can't stand. Can't stand them.
Damn.
All them men that want to go on AFTV and start waffling. Oh, this person's rubbish. And that person's rubbish. They need to allow it, bro.
Is it booming? I normally clock it, but this season I haven't been.
I didn't even watch it. I didn't even watch it.
I might have to go double
watch it. I even walked past the stadium while they were even recording. I didn't watch it.
I might have to double back.
Them men were going to waffle.
It felt like, what, like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Like the old days.
And start blaming, oh, this and that and this and that. Oh, this man's this and this man's that. But when they're playing good, you don't say nothing.
Do you know one player that I do appreciate in Arsenal?
Who?
Odegaard. I think Odegaard is class. Like, I think he's a very, very... Like, I always knew that he was good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know when you watch him and you watch him 90 minutes here and you see how many touches and you see what he's trying to do?
Yeah.
Like... I'm a big fan of Odegaard, you know.
Yeah,
no,
he's
massive
good.
Fan.
He's good.
And I'm starting to see why he even still has like that the captain armband as well. Because no matter how dead anyone else is, he always puts in a shift. He's always involved. Yeah. He doesn't hide or shy away from the ball. So no credit to Martin. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, but maybe he needs a little bit more goals and assists. That's about it.
I've got a question for you guys, regarding Mikel Arteta. There's been some comparisons made. Somebody said that he is what Brendan Rodgers was to Liverpool. What Brendan Rodgers was to Liverpool in terms of being the nearly man.
Mm.
Like he got them two positions, but he could never bring them over the line. It wasn't until Klopp came in that these guys now were able to be successful. Is Arteta also that guy, or are people just moving a bit mad?
I think that's a bit of a wild take. It's a bit of a wild take.
I hear it.
Do I agree? Not completely. I think I might start to feel like that. Maybe if we really don't win nothing this season, then I might start to feel like that, because I'm going to think, all right, cool. How long is this project/process? How long is it?
Yes.
Because Arteta took the job when? This is his fifth season.
Fourth and a half, because he came in January, innit?
Yeah.
Have we stepped that? Like, since he started, have we improved every year?
Yeah.
We have improved every year, but then it's like, cool, you've been on the job 5 years, big man.
Did Brendan Rodgers compete with?
I need something, bro.
So what, Brendan Rodgers was there like 2012 or 13.
Let me see.
Who was he trying to beat for these? Because
it's a different time,
exactly,
as well, man.
Exactly.
That's very true.
It's a different
time.
That's
very true. I feel like in the picture at that time would have been City, of course, and then I think
Rodgers was
Chelsea,
at Liverpool 2012 to 15.
Oh, wow. So Arteta's been there longer than him.
2012 to 15, he was at Liverpool.
And in those seasons.
He would have been up against like Fergie and them, man, no?
Yeah, tail end of Fergie, and then he was there for the Mourinho comeback, and obviously whoever was in charge at City, I think Mancini at the time.
Hold on, I even want to see.
You want to see who won it?
I want to see who won the league in the 3 seasons he was at Liverpool.
Oh wait, Leicester would have won what, 2015. United won 2013.
But I think Arteta's a better manager than Brendan Rodgers. But I hear the comparison in terms of them both of them not being able to just finish and get that major
like
trophy.
He's been able to bring us this far, but then is he the man to continue to lead us forward? I do not know. But
I'm just thinking, wait, Brett.
I want to see this.
I need to actually see like where Liverpool finished in those seasons.
Because so I said 2012 to 15, right?
Yeah.
United, City, and Chelsea.
Wow, yeah, the league was competitive like that. Yeah, City came and ruined it, man. Dickheads, man. Fuck off, man.
12 and 13.
Yeah, man, you're making it boring, bro.
12 and 13, United won it. 13, 14, City won it. 14, 15, Chelsea won it.
Ooh. Yeah, City's made the league boring, bro. They're turning it to Bundesliga.
Literally.
They are turning it to Bundesliga.
Are we going there before I die? Okay, we are. I'm just checking.
We are going there. But, Jerry, as a United fan, I asked this question last week, but I'm going to ask it again, because it's really looking likely that City can potentially win this league. Just looking at the run of games.
I think they will.
How are you feeling? If they potentially do
it's annoying.
Four in a row.
Do you know what's annoying? It's not annoying because that, oh, they are rivals, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Derby, no, City can't win it. It's annoying because they're making the league dead.
That's what I said before you got here.
They're making it dry.
Nobody has done it 4 in a row.
Come on, man. Allow it, man.
At this point, I'd rather Liverpool win the league.
Yeah, or someone else. Point. Arsenal, even.
It's just getting boring.
Yeah,
man.
It's
getting
boring.
It's just getting boring now.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
If they do 4 in a row.
It's not a good look.
And potentially treble as well.
If I was Pep, I'd be bored, man. I'd be like, bruv, I just keep winning this thing, bruv. Let me do something else, bruv.
You get me? And come on, man, you've seen come and go, bro. Even Klopp's tired, he's gone. Come on, man. Go, man.
Yeah, no, honestly. it's very mad. It's very mad. It's true, because Pep has been there for a while now. Like, he's been there for, since 2016.
Yeah, man. And you've won everything now.
Bounce, man. Bounce, man. Bounce. Take a break, man.
Since 2016, and there's only one season he hasn't won the league.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That is very crazy. That's crazy.
Think about it.
But do you know what? Is a bit like, I rate him and I rate like the project and everything, but it's those like charges is always like, but you man kind of like cheated a bit. Like, you man just signed bare players that you wasn't meant to sign. You see, United, as big as we are, we're still having to fight against FFP. Arsenal, when you lot are buying your stadium and building a new stadium, you're still fighting for FFP. Chelsea, they've had to even sell players. Yeah, they're fighting for FFP. When do you ever hear City, we're fighting for FFP? You never hear it.
Something. Never. I'm sorry, there has to be a drastic punishment.
I think I need to read more into like the Man City dealings, because I feel, from what I've heard, like that kind of overview, is what they did wasn't completely illegal. It was a technicality. So they were buying players from sister clubs and stuff like that. Even though they were, going over the amount they were allowed to spend and offload and all that kind of stuff. What they were doing wasn't completely off the books, and that's why they haven't being deducted or charged with anything.
But even that, some of their flipping their books, if you're an accountant and you look at their books and what they're trying to rake in their revenue, them men are chatting shit, man.
It's true. You need to show us the receipt for Haaland. You need to show us the receipt for Haaland.
I'm sorry, you I need don't to show care us. What anyone says. There was under the table stuff in that Haaland deal.
100%.
I can't tell, man. They paid how much for him?
What was it?
50
years?
Maybe. Allow
it. People chopped money from that deal, bro. I'm telling you.
100%. 100%. Damn. But yeah, again, I'm going to ask you guys about that final Champions League spot. Well, again, let's assume that there isn't that fifth place spot. Who do you think now?
There ain't. That fifth place spot is gone.
Do you think it's gone?
Yeah, Liverpool fucked it up.
We'll talk Champions League, but I mean, we still have Villa in the conference.
I don't think that's enough. That's not enough. It's gonna go to Italy or Germany.
Italy or Germany.
It's not enough.
If City win.
It's not enough because there'll be another team. Unless Arsenal get to the finals, but they have to meet. It's not enough.
Okay, so who are you guys backing? Who do you think has got it? Because Spurs have been looking, I don't know, it's like they don't want it. I don't understand.
Spurs are looking Spursy, bro.
Do you know what? Spursy. Their fixtures are difficult as well.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll get it.
But you know what it is? It's just like, with like the whole tactics thing, it's like you watch them. Their line is high, bruv. Mm.
I said
Van der Weyden has been one of my favorite CBs to watch this season, but he had a shocker against Newcastle. It was one of the worst defensive performances. It was terrible. That whole game
even though they've not been great, Vicario.
He's been quality. Yeah.
They had a good keeper in a minute because Lloris towards the end. Yeah, he started getting shaky, bruv.
Shaky warrior.
And Fraser Forster was it?
I don't think they're making top four though. I think that's the Villas to lose.
What's his name wants to stay, but I don't know if he wants to. It's because he wants to stay there. He wants to stay in the Prem.
Who?
Werner.
Yeah.
Werner's dead, man. I can't believe you let man rate him. He's so dead.
No, he was like, apart from Saturday, he was a bit free, but he's been all right.
Let me ask you a question. Would you take him at United?
impossible. I wouldn't take him at United. I wouldn't take him.
Then you don't rate him. Then you don't rate him.
No, but there's better players that I rate. There's better players that I rate to a little bit. Yeah, that won't take at United as well.
No.
There's better players like that.
You would. We need attackers. And if you won't take him, you don't rate.
I rate.
Shags, tell the truth. No one's gonna smack you.
Yeah, man. No one's gonna.
I rate. Like, use a player like that. I'm trying to think. I rate like.
Trust me, he's dead.
Like Ivan Toney, but I won't take him at United.
He's dead. You would. You said you would take him.
Let Sammy hear.
I remember those conversations. You said you would.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Are you sure I said that?
Yeah. Right. We're talking about strikers.
Damn. Well, since we're talking about dominance in the league, it's been 11 years in the Bundesliga that Bayern Munich have won successively.
11 you know, years. But you know what, though? You know now, yeah, the Premier League is the longest league to have a winning streak of champions. So this will be 4 years for City.
Yeah.
Spanish league, it's not full. Italian league is not full. German league is not full. Yeah. French league is not even full.
Wow.
German,
French league?
Nah. PSG.
They lost it to. Who did they lose it to? Lille somewhere.
Oh,
Lille
yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Premier League is the longest, bro. City have clamped.
Farmers League.
We're the Farmers League. We're now a Farmers League.
Wow.
We've been saying it, though. Pep's turned this thing into the Bundesliga, bro.
Yeah, she has.
But we can't even say that no more because them man, Bayer Leverkusen have come and...
But the thing is, yeah. Do you know calling the Bundesliga, yeah, a Farmers League? Were we wrong to do that? Because, again, if you look at the Premier...
We were.
I've won it, yeah, consecutively, yeah.
We were.
However, I would still say the Prem is competitive, like...
Yeah, but
top four is constant.
Bundesliga is competitive as well, though. Other than the winner,
I feel like the same thing happens, or has happened every season. Like the Prem is competitive until it gets to a certain point where all the other teams fall short, and City just go on that streak, and it happens every season.
Yeah,
but Bundesliga is competitive.
I can almost bet you now, City will not lose or draw another game this season.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. Done. Robot mode. They're gonna clock in and just get them wins. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I might have to slap a little bet on.
No, I would actually do it. I can bet money that City won't lose another game this season.
Aye.
I'll catch a shock if they do. You've seen all the games we've all got left, bro. Yeah, we've probably got the hardest run.
Maximum points, bro. 100%. They're going to clean up. Clean up, bro. Yeah.
Oh, my days. Scary hours, man. Scary hours. But, yeah, talking about Bundesliga.
Finally,
there's been a change with Bayer Leverkusen. Come in clutch and win the league. Still unbeaten.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
They haven't lost a match in any tournament.
That's crazy.
So they can potentially, if they also win Europa as well, go unbeaten in all competitions.
That's crazy still.
They're also in the final of their cup. It's crazy.
That's one of the, you know, when you play like Master League or whatever, or FIFA, they're having that kind of season, fake season where they're not losing.
At least Granit Xhaka finally won a league title.
That's
bruv.
Crazy, you know. Another ex-Arsenal player gone and winning stuff.
Do you know who I secretly feel for, though?
Who's this?
Harry Kane, man.
I feel tremendous. The pain.
I'm going to level with you now. Even if them man beat us on goal through, they're not winning champs, bro.
Yeah.
They're not.
I can't see them.
He'll win it next season, though.
If they win, City will pam them.
Yeah.
City go through, but that last City Madrid game, that was a watch and a half, bro.
We're going to talk about that.
That was a watch and a half.
Now, Kane will get his cup next year, I reckon, man.
But credit to Bayer Leverkusen. I just want to ask you guys, do you feel like they're going to be able to retain that team?
Nah.
That squad, the manager?
Nope.
Because the way I see them getting disbanded.
Yeah, always happens. Always. Bayern will probably buy half of them.
Bro, everyone's coming in.
Everyone is going.
Half of them will
everyone
go buying.
Everyone is going. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Nah. Yeah, it's a shame. That's football. That's the nature. That's the beast of the game.
It goes, bro.
Honestly, it is. But even talking about Bayern Munich as well, Arsenal played Bayern Munich in the Champions League, and it was a 2-2 draw at home.
Both teams are shaky.
Yeah, Arsenal look nervous considering there's no German fans.
No fans.
And now we're going to their house. Long day, bro. Long day.
Yeah. I feel like that game, you guys really should have turned up and showed them.
Yeah. Bro, we had so many opportunities.
That's the first time I've seen Saliba and Gabriel look a bit
shaky.
Yeah, together.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I was confused when Thomas Tuchel took off Sané. I was like,
hey, but Tuchel is a bitch, though. Bro, did you hear the way my man was complaining about the handball?
Yeah.
Bro, is that how you want to win a game of football?
But let's be real, we saw the same man at Chelsea, bro.
He
was like that at Chelsea. He moans about everything.
Bro, I watched that match here. You know, nobody saw it.
I didn't see it in a match.
The pundits didn't see it in a match. The only reason why it was talked about because afterwards he brought it up. What a dickhead.
I didn't even notice it.
What a dickhead. Referee had a decent match, everything. Yeah. You went to put him under the bus.
He's on the ropes. He knew the Bundesliga was out of his hands.
He's even gone. They've even sacked him.
They said from early this season, you know what it is?
Last season.
If not for respect, they would have sacked him. They've allowed him to stay to the end of the season.
But he's a waste man for that.
Wow. They've allowed him to stay to the end of the season.
That's crazy. Even talking about the rest of the Champions League games, we saw the City game. I was a bit annoyed, I'm not going to lie, because I was focusing more on the Arsenal game. I had both of them on, but they had on the big screen was Arsenal Bayern.
Bro,
but
even me, that's Arsenal.
Really hate watching.
That City game was cold.
Nah, it was.
Free kick in the first 4 minutes, Bernardo Silva. I was like,
That free kick.
It literally felt like goal after goal.
And the goals were serious. The goals were cold. Valverde, Foden's goal. Guardiola's goal.
Yeah, the goals were good.
Guardiola's goal was cold.
Cold.
No one saw that coming. You don't expect a goal like that from a defender, bro.
But what do we think is happening? Obviously, they're coming to the Etihad this week. I think it's in the balance.
That's one of those games where the best team on the day will win. I can't even be like, City are going to do this. Or Madrid.
Yeah.
Both teams are sick.
You don't think there's any like home advantage or anything like that? It's not going to count.
Ball, bro. Ball's ball.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I think both teams, as Sammy would say, both teams have the mental furniture to not let that get to them, bro. It's just going to be a football game and it's going to slap.
And
both teams have met each other before as well.
Whereas
this Arsenal team, we ain't played Bayern before. That's probably why them man look nervous at the Emirates. Them man cannot go and take that nervousness to the flipping Allianz, brother. They're going to ruin us, bro.
Hey, they might. I'm scared for you lot a little bit.
Can I keep it honest? Whoever scores first on the day will win.
I'm worried for you lot, just a little bit. I think they're going to tear your pants.
I think so too. I'm going to be honest, bro. Because if they can come Emirates and play like that with no fans, like I said, now we're going to their yard, they're going to have got tens of thousands of fans, bro. Do you know what I mean?
It's going to be difficult.
But I personally think whoever scores first will take the game. Yeah.
Don't let Gnabry. Sane, he's injured, you know. Is it? You're lucky. But Sane, don't let Sane touch that wing.
Bro, you see the back line for that game. It needs to be solid, bruv. I need Tommy at left back, man. Everything else is fine. I need Tommy at left back. I need Martinelli on the left wing, bruv. Please. Because if we go there and the lineup doesn't look like we're ready to take it to them, then it's finished. Or the lineup's going to tell me everything, if I'm being honest. That Arsenal lineup will tell me everything.
How would you want you guys to line up in that game?
In all honesty, the same way we did at home.
Yeah.
I literally just need Tommy at left back, bruv. Please. Need Tommy at left back. I can even almost say maybe start Trossard. See how it goes.
Yeah.
And then if it gets on top, boom, bring Martinelli on, bruv.
I think it should be the other way, man. I don't think Trossard can start games.
Yeah, he's good coming off. Yeah. He's got his impact. Come on, yeah.
Boy. I mean, either or, I can't see Zinchenko at left back in that game. Please.
Well, whoever is playing left back is going to have a horrible time, regardless. To be honest. So.
And that's why, and out of everyone that can play on that side that we have, Tommy has to start, in my opinion. Tommy or Timber, if he's fit and ready to go, but we can't even start Timber in a game like that, bruv.
Yeah, it's too soon.
He's just come back from injury. So it has to be Tommy, but knowing Arteta, I can even tell you now, he'll start Kiwio over there. Guarantee.
Yeah,
he will do. And Kiwio's not bad, but it's just like, some of these man is just they ain't played champs levels, before in it, so levels, it's just like levels. It's different levels, bro. Yeah. Different levels.
Mm.
So to be dealing with Sané and Kane and all these man,
it's a lot.
And then if they do the overlap thing, anyway, Alphonso Davies will just tear their pants out.
You know what though? I think that match was a match where people looked at Rice funny in the light. I think he was vacating the middle for some reason, and they were just finding like. Cause normally Rice is certain. But for some reason, you know, they were finding your back line.
I think it was just a nerves thing, man. I think it was a nerves thing. I think these men, they have to get used to playing games of that nature now. So I'll be real, like the fact that we've even made it this far in our first season back in the champs, fair play.
Do you know what I mean?
First season back. And we've got to the quarters.
But teams like Leeds have done that before, though.
How many years ago?
But
how many teams were in first, the Champions League them times?
First, their first season, they got to the semis. Tottenham have done that, bro. I swear.
That's all I can say on that, really. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be one of them fans that's going to sit here and make excuses, bro. We didn't have a mayor, but. Could we have played better? Yeah, we could have. But
you're not going to get that opportunity again, when there's no fans and it's just all your fans in the stadium.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that again.
Right. In the other Champions League games, you saw Atletico beat Dortmund 2-1. Did you guys tune in?
Is it bad?
I watched highlights.
Is it bad I didn't care about that game?
I didn't really care.
I watched highlights.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't really care. I actually didn't really care.
And who was the other game? PSG?
PSG and
Barca.
Barca. Barca won 3-2.
Yeah, that game was all right. That game's decent.
That game was a bit back to forth. It was a bit interesting. What were we saying? Who are you predicting to go through in those games?
I'm going to say Atletico and Barca.
Okay.
See, that's why I say the Premier ain't getting that fifth spot, bro. Two Spanish teams, yeah?
Not only that,
I mean, the only two English teams left, there's no way for both of us to get to the final. It's either none of us will get to the final or one of us will get there. Like, one's going to knock the other one out, whoever goes through. So, someone's going home, bruv.
Hey, Aston Villa and West Ham, you guys need to do something.
West Ham are going to be 2-0 down.
If I'm going to predict it now, just off the first leg of every game, I'm going to say Atletico, Barca, City, Bayern.
Imagine if it's the complete opposite.
I'm just going to put that's
just me going off the first. If the first leg is anything to go off, those are the teams that I think will go through.
I agree with that. I agree with that, in honesty. But even still, with Champions League, obviously this season there's no away goals. What are your thoughts? Like how are you feeling for it? Like away goals? Because for me personally,
I'm not going to lie, I miss it. I feel like it made the game.
It did, but
I think it gave the team that done the second leg at home
an advantage
because they got extra time. They got extra 15 minutes extra time each half. So that's an extra time at home because you don't get extra time away.
Yeah, true.
So
I hear it.
I guess it makes sense why they took it away. But it does the tenseness.
It adds to it. It means that nobody's going to sit back. You have to try.
Like, you know, everyone's like, you're down like 1-2 and it's like, man, need away goals. And then the game starts and they just go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Because like this, I know Simeone is just going to sit back and just let's be real, like, if
but he done that with away goals anyway. He done that anyway, man.
It's true.
Got some war crimes, man.
The fixtures right now, if the away goal rule still stood,
it wouldn't have been those high scoring matches.
But I mean, but with the scores now, if the away goals thing stood, the next leg would be absolutely nuts.
But the first leg wouldn't have been high scoring like that if away goals stood.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Teams would have defended.
I hear it.
Teams would have gone 1-0 up and said that's defense, so they don't score away goals.
Yeah. Jerry's kind of right, to be honest. I hear it.
But I'm just thinking, like, okay, like, even that City Real Madrid match, I still feel like it would have been back and forth.
Nah, Real Madrid would have defended.
Yeah.
That's not let City get an away goal.
They would have, 100%. I feel like Madrid would have spent the whole game defending and just try to hit him on the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. Well, it's gone, and even the Champions League format is changing as well. So, yeah, we'll
guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. We'll never know. But, yeah, boys, I want to ask you guys a question because I was having a debate about world-class players, and obviously we've said
we're doing this again.
There's obviously a lack of world-class talents. But I want to ask you guys, yeah, based on your definition of what it is to be world-class, is that defined by the current generation that the player is playing in, or is it more of a quality? Because, like, for me, I was arguing the point that if somebody is world-class, regardless of the generation, they're world-class.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I can't say that somebody now is playing that's playing sick is world-class just because of the players around them are dead.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Is world-class more of a thing of who's playing your time period and just kind of...
I don't know what the measuring tool for world class is now, because it's just like, when the conversation's had now, I feel like there's always comparison to certain man back in the day.
Mm.
But then it's like, what makes somebody world class now without comparing them to someone back in the day?
It's hard to answer it now, because now that we're older and we've seen...
Because there's certain man we've seen.
Yeah, we've seen ballers. You know what I mean? Like, before Messi and Ronaldo era and Messi and Ronaldo era, we've seen ballers. Yeah. So now we're in this new... era, I think it's just beginning, so we need to give them a bit more time.
Yeah,
because it's just the start of the new era, I reckon. It's just starting.
But are there any players right now that you feel like in the long run will end up going head to head for things like Ballon d'Or and stuff? Let's be honest, it's not going to be Messi and Ronaldo no more. Let's be honest.
No, they're retired. Yeah,
but are there any players that you look at now and think, all right, cool, it's going to be my man and my man and my man that are probably going to be in the race for this thing for the next few seasons?
I thought, okay, I mean, let me talk Prem first, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
I'll say players like Foden.
I was thinking Foden as well.
Mm. I feel like Saka, if he keeps up the consistency, can potentially be there.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
It's hard, man.
It is hard.
Because the thing is, I'm trying to pick
Foden, Saka, Haaland.
Yeah, Haaland.
If we're talking Prem players.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nice.
Feel like Saliba.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm not completely against that, but let's be real. You see with stuff like Ballon d'Or and that, they always favour attackers, man.
It's always going to be an attacker.
It's always going to be an attacking player. Yeah. Always. Yeah, it's hard, bro.
Nah, it's hard, man.
It's hard.
It is hard. Even when I look at the player of the season or squad team of the season, and I'm looking at it, I was like, do I rate that team? Do I even rate that team? I don't know if I rate it like that.
It's hard, man. It's very, very hard.
Like, when we did it last week, I'm not going to pick that team.
Like, then, even outside of the Prem, are there any players, any young players that you look at and think, problems in the future?
I mean, just name the easy name. You could look at the majority of the Madrid squad.
Yeah.
Most of those guys.
How can I forget Jude, fam?
Jude is definitely there.
Yeah, but Jude had a bit of a stinker against City, though.
He did.
Yeah.
But it happens, though. They're young, innit? It happens. Like, Mbappe had a stinker against Barca, to be honest.
He didn't do nothing at all. He looked banger,
bro. Yeah,
nah, there's ballers out there, but I can't think right now. There's definitely ballers out there. Like I said, most of Madrid squad. There's a few in Dortmund. There's a few in PSG. There's a few in Barca. There's definitely ballers, but
I think we'll probably be able to answer that question in the next couple of seasons.
That's what I say. We need to give them time. Okay. We need to give them time. Okay. It's still early.
Mm. So even like right now, who are you even saying World Cup? Would you say like Saka at this stage is world class?
Nah.
Why not?
I feel like there's still more. I hope there's still more to come from him.
Yeah. Mm. But then would you say Saka is like what? Top five wingers in the world? Right now?
Yeah.
So is he world class?
Because I think like the term world class is subjective. So you can say he's world class, and then you might be like, no, in my opinion, and in my definition, he's not world class.
Like for me, I just think I'd like to believe there's more to come from Arsenal players in general.
Mm.
So when people are like, oh yeah, Gabriel, Saliba, them and I top.
Careful
this,
though, it might never come, you know.
Top this centre back and top. That's what I'm saying. I hope there
careful.
Is.
Careful.
I hope there is.
People not, like, we've been through this with United.
I'm not going to sit here
Rashford,
and be like,
Marshall.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit
better,
here.
But
I won't sit here and say they will be. But I think with Arsenal, a lot of the players that we didn't expect much from are the ones that have shocked us the most.
Yeah.
I didn't expect much from Ben White.
Mm.
Saliba, I didn't know what to expect. Gabriel, it was a bit shaky to begin with, but like these men have delivered frequently, do you know what I mean? And to roll it back, to start cussing because of one loss is unfair.
Mm.
These men been, bruv, we haven't lost, like I said, we ain't lost a game this year.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's just like, but yeah, even Rice is probably the only player that's cost 100+ mil and no one's questioned the price tag.
Yeah.
So to start ripping, man, now, do you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense, bro. Because if you're going to rip him, what are you going to do to Enzo and them, man?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Enzo, Casedo and all these men 100+ M's and look at what they're doing, bruv.
Nonsense.
So please, Arsenal fans. Not all of you, but some of you. Please just shut up, man.
Take time. Well,
but I'm gonna call Saka world class and Foden world class. I think they're world class. Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, they're the best in their generation. That age range, there's no other players better than them.
I think when you put it like that,
yeah,
and you say like that age range, then I hear it.
Yeah.
Because people will often be like, oh, but Saka and Salah play the same position. Mm. You can't compare them and this and that because Salah this and Salah that. Do you know what I mean? But even though they're playing, they're both kicking ball now, but they're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the same like age group, generation, whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's different.
Mm.
It's different times, bruv. So
the only reason why I'll
Salah's also looking funny in the light, by the
he's
way.
Looking funny, man. He's looking funny. He's looking funny, man. He might be. Maybe go to like Saudi.
Yeah, why not, bro? Inshallah, man.
Bro, Salah is going to ride that Liverpool wave until they're ready to sell him and the wheels fall off. He's there, bruv.
They should cash out.
But I'd do the same, bro. I'd do the same. I think certain men are going to bounce when Klopp goes. And I think Salah might be one of them, to be fair. Because we don't know what manager is going to come in and he might decide to be like, do you know what? My man can go and my man can go and my man can go and let's get these, man.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But even just quickly, the reason why I'll say like right now, I don't want to say like Saka is world class yet. It's just, for me, world class, you have to do on all the stages. And again, this is first season in the Champions League.
He's done it.
He's delivered.
He's
delivered, but I mean,
international, he's delivered. The league, he's delivered.
Like, I don't think you can play one season and then I'm saying that you're world class in that competition. Because if I'm saying that, was like, did you guys ever consider Vardy as world class?
Nah.
Why not? He was delivering in the Prem. But he also played the Champions League season.
Yeah, but it was one season though,
yeah,
man.
That's what I'm saying.
Saka's been doing it for one season.
I'm saying Champions League.
Because,
but no, in terms of goals, Vardy scored for more, like, at least 5 years consistently, was always in the running for like top goal scorer or something.
Boy.
And it's different positions, man, as well, man.
Yeah.
Striker.
Vardy's a striker. Yeah. Saka's on the wing, bro.
Mm. Fair enough. But Waze, I want to ask you a question as well, because I saw Mr. Scholes back. Take this guy's phone
United
away from me.
United pundits are shit, man.
Take these guys.
All the United pundits. We ain't got no Ian Wright, but they all shit, man.
He said something funny. He commented. He had a screenshot of the United players training, and he had a couple of them in gloves, hats, hoods, and he said that. Let me try.
I like to think he was joking.
He was saying wearing hats and hoods and training. Is this the modern game? It's gone soft.
I like to think
because of hats and hoods in training.
I like to think he was joking.
He has to be on banner, bro.
And was you even at the training session? How do you know they didn't even put it on just to quickly take the picture?
Mm.
You don't know?
Mm.
I'm convinced some of these, man, they just like talking, bruv.
Yeah?
They just like to talk.
Do Do you hear any of, because again, a lot of these older, you know, players, well, a lot of ex-footballers that were, you know, elite at the time or whatever, a lot of them say kind of similar stuff and always, you know, talk about like the younger generation, like in terms of how they train, in terms of like the lifestyle they live and all this kind of stuff. Is there any kind of truth to it?
Checks, it's a different. They're just doing too much. It's a different time, bro.
Imagine there was Instagram when Scholes was kicking ball, fam.
Them not be flexing as well.
Can you imagine, bro?
Like, it's a different time. Them man need to allow it. You see, when the ex-players do stuff like that, yeah. Call me crazy, but sometimes I feel like it's because they're not earning the peas that these men are earning now.
Exactly.
Exactly. I feel like they're low key hating sometimes. Because what's your problem, bruv?
Envy, envious.
Literally, what's your problem, bro?
In it,
these men are coming up in a different time. Like, let them do whatever it is they're doing. When you were coming up, the man them that kicked me before you, were they giving you? They weren't giving you no stress, bruv. They let you get on with it.
We were like aunties on Facebook, man. Get out of here, man.
man. They need to allow it, bro. Just leave.
I find it funny when these pundits are just talking. And it's a lot of time. I'm just like, you guys are a bit reaching. Like, you're just moving a bit. I get it. Like, your time is different. But, like, this is a new era. Like,
isn't it? These guys, and if you realize, it's always the shit pundits here that are shit managers that chat the most. Like, the ones that are actually decent managers, they don't chat shit like that about stupid stuff. Talk tactics, bro. Talk properly. Like, show us something. You're just there talking about hats and hoodies. Get out of here, man.
They can't. That's why they do stuff like that and they get onto certain individuals, because it's like, just talk about ball. And it's,
man.
They can't do that. They can't just focus on the ball.
Yeah.
They want to start talking, because he drives this car. What's your business, bruv?
We were like Daily Mail, man. Come out of here.
No, for real. We were like Daily Mail.
I personally think it's ridiculous. If that's what they're coming with, they need to allow it, bruv. No one wants to hear what they have to say, let's be honest.
It's true. And if you're not going to enlighten us and I don't know, like, teach us about the game, like, who cares about what they're wearing in training? That's why, who cares, bro?
I'm not going to lie. Paul Scholes doesn't have anything to say that I want to hear. About football. He doesn't have anything to say that I want to hear.
I feel like the more these guys are given, like, a platform to speak, it's like they want to destroy their legendary status. Yeah. Just go and stay at home. Like, you don't have to come and just be like, commenting.
Gary Neville, I can just about manage. I can manage that one.
I can't even really tolerate him, man, because he annoys me, you know. His punditry annoys me. Like,
you know what? I don't mind Gary. Because you know why? He gives us an insight sometimes on like how the club runs in the background. All right, so I allow him on that side of things.
Even that is just a little facade, because man, when I'm listening to this guy, he just sounds... He doesn't even make the football sound enjoyable and entertaining.
I tell you, United have the worst pundits, honestly, I'm telling you, bro.
Honestly.
I'm telling you.
There's no ex-United player Roy Keane sometimes.
I like Roy Keane. I'm not going to lie. He keeps it 100.
Yeah.
He does overdo it a little bit sometimes, but I like him.
Sometimes.
But ex-footballers turn pundits, I'd probably say Keane, Gary Neville I can manage, Micah Richards, Omri, Carragher, sometimes. But I can sit down and listen to them.
Carragher, man. Carragher's biased, man.
Most of them are biased.
Most of them are biased.
Can I just point out, it's the ex-Arsenal man, more time, their man ain't biased like that. They keep it 100, bruv. I'm just saying. Omri keeps it 100.
Omri does keep it 100.
I feel like Ian Wright keeps it 100 as well.
Ian Wright keeps it 100 too. Yeah.
There's no bias with them, man. If we've had a stinker, them man will say we've had a stinker, bruv.
Who else is there? There's another ex-Arsenal pundit that I like as well. Who is it? Anyway, that guy talks sense.
I'm even trying to think of who and I don't remember.
Yeah. What does he look like?
Older guy.
Older than Henri.
Paul Merson.
He's about Paul Merson.
Nah.
I was going to say, like, but Merson, sometimes his takes are a bit... There's bias. I'm not going to lie. He's biased, bruv. He's flaky as well, because Paul Merson can say one thing, then we'll lose. And it's like, we're not going to win the league now. And it's just like, big man, you didn't say that last week, bro.
He said that yesterday.
See what I'm saying?
He said that.
That's what I'm talking about. Man went from, we can win.
Other than them,
man, everyone else.
Damn. Well, boys, unless we've got anything else to say. Well, in the world of football, any last thoughts?
Any last thoughts?
This week.
How you feeling, though?
My confidence is on the floor, man.
How are you feeling, Shakes, about United, man?
I don't care.
Guys, no. Separately, though, just to run it back real quick. You, man, should not have struggled against Bournemouth the way you did, bro.
Exactly.
We're so shit. Don't remember they beat us at OT?
Yeah. And this is, again, you,
man,
had
chances, though, man.
Nah, we're shit.
We're dead.
And
you know what's mad yet? Call me crazy. Maybe it's easy for me to say because I'm watching. But both the goals you conceded, I feel like Onana should have saved both.
Yeah. But that's been happening. See what you just watched there. That's
even me, I was watching
season.
It. I was like, how did he not save either of those? Like, how?
It's not like it was in a corner or anything, bro. Man gave you the eyes and you fell for it. Come on, allow it, man.
Bro. So again, going back to your question, I've accepted what we are. Next season, we'll see what happens. We'll see what changes are made. But for right now, there's nothing really we're playing for. I don't feel like there's any point of really watching any of the game. The two games that I'm going to watch.
Yeah, we're still in FA. Semis.
Yeah, against Coventry. I'm going
to
watch
Coventry. If you can't get to the finals.
Wait.
Against Coventry.
You man in the semis.
Yeah.
It's you lot on Coventry.
Yeah.
Who's the other leg?
City and Chelsea.
It's going to be a repeat of last year.
It needs to be a Manchester derby final.
Double treble.
Both times. If they beat us in the final of the FA Cup, both times.
If City win
the
treble
again, when it's a problem. That's when it's a problem. That's when, I'll actually consider City as,
you know they slap us. They're going to slap us.
They're going to slap us. They're going to slap us. But,
man, them, anything can
if
happen.
We ain't got the minerals. We don't
You've
have
seen
the
it.
minerals.
You've
seen it. You might even dare yet. There's no hope.
We don't have the minerals.
Minimum 20 shots. Every team, minimum 20 shots.
I saw a crazy stat. Listen.
Do you know
how many shots we've conceded in our life? What did they say? I think it was since February. Over 200 shots.
200 shots, bro.
Over 200 shots since Feb.
200 shots.
Since Feb.
200 shots.
2 months ago, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
200 shots.
So again, I'm watching like maybe two more United
I'm not going to lie, though.
I'll watch the FA Cup game, and then I have to watch the Arsenal game.
That Coventry team cannot beat you, man.
I think they can.
They can't.
I think they can.
The corn you lot are going to catch if they win that game. Oh, my days.
I think they can. They'll have 20 shots. We know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, you might are saying that, but separately, you get to the final, you beat City, then what you lot saying?
Okay, then I'll say that.
But Van Gaal has done that and been sacked. I think Ten Hag will still get sacked.
Nah, I don't think he's getting sacked. I don't think he is.
I think he is, bro.
I think so.
I think they're going to give him another.
I don't think they will.
I don't think he's good enough. You can see he's not good enough.
You know what it is? I feel like they're doing everything they're doing now. Mind games, bro. He's going at the end of the season.
He's not good enough.
I feel like they're making all of these changes to see. They're going to now come and see how he adapts with the changes.
Bro. Ten Hag out. Potter in. Watch.
Bro, if you can't make stew with what you got, bro. You now want to wait until man gets more ingredients so you can ruin the broth. Get out of here, bro.
But you need the right ingredients for the stew.
Real chef can chef up when with minimum ingredients.
Ten Hag out, put her in, watch.
Nah.
That's not happening.
If it happens, then what?
Nah.
It's not happening.
What's so crazy? I heard Potter rejected Ajax.
Yeah.
The team that Ten Hag came from.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ten Hag will go back. He'll go back. No problem.
Oh my days. Mate. But yeah. Boys, that's another day.
Mm.
We'll see what happens in this crazy world of football. To the public, keep liking, commenting, subscribing, all that good stuff. And the conversation continues. We're out.